Good afternoon. Before we begin this public meeting, we would like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance. We have Chair Gary Harder, we have Vice Chair Dustin Graybaugh, we have Kurt Krieg and Arianna Farber, and we will excuse Mike Ostermiller today. Board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. If you are a Zoom attendee and need to present an agenda item, our staff will promote you as a panelist. A pop-up on your screen will appear and then click Join as Panelist. If you are presenting, please have your camera on. If you'd like to make a comment during a public hearing portion of the meeting, please use the raise hand functionality and a staff member will unmute you when it is appropriate. With those reminders in place, I will turn the floor over to our Vice Chair, Dustin Graybaugh, to conduct today's meeting.
Thank you, Ashley, for that introduction. We'll go ahead to item number two, a review and approval of the May 13 meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to support. This is Arianna Farber.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve the minutes. We have a second.
Gary, I second.
Gary seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We'll move on to item number three, proposed budget for fiscal year 25-26 with presentation from our own Paula Eldridge. Paula, take it away.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I just hold on a second while I share my screen. So we are presenting the final budget for 25-26 fiscal year. Probably the thing to note that we are anticipating a loan from MIDA to Jamara to help fund phase one of the recreation area development. So you can see those two line items are connected. Otherwise, I would accept any questions from the board.
Were there any questions for Paula?
I have none, thank you.
Okay. Seeing none, I think we'll go ahead and proceed with item number four, which is our public hearing to consider the proposed budget for fiscal year 25-26. This time I'd like to open the public comment period for this, and you can use the raise hand function if you'd like to make comments.
Dustin, I don't see any hands raised among either the panelists or the attendees.
Okay. If there are no comments, then we'll go ahead and close the public hearing and bring it back to the board for consideration.
Mr. Chair, this is Gary. I'd like to make a motion that we adopt fiscal year 25-26 budget for Jamara.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Good.
Is that Arianna or Kurt?
No, Arianna can take it.
Okay. So we have a motion by Gary and a second by Arianna. All board members in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that is unanimous. We'll go ahead and proceed with item number five, resolution 2502, adopting a budget for fiscal year 25-26. I guess, I don't know, did we just
that
do that?
That was it.
Sorry.
That's what we just voted on.
Okay.
I apologize.
No, I apologize. Yeah. So that was that. I'll vote on that resolution. Okay. Well, then we'll have our annual Open Public Meeting Training Act by MIDA staff.
Okay, great. This is Nicole. I'm going to give this training today. I'll be very brief, as I know many of you, if not all of you, have heard this more than once in the last little bit. As you know, by state law, Utah state law, we're required to provide this training to our boards and those subject to Open and Public Meetings Act, which is you as a board, annually. So just to run through it very quickly, the public policy in the state of Utah is that all public business is done in a transparent and public way during a public meeting, and all meetings are open to the public unless they meet very specific requirements. The definition of a meeting is interesting and was amended a couple of years ago just to make clear that chance meetings or social meetings or meetings where business is not being conducted don't meet this requirement. But specifically, you can see here the definition of a meeting A meeting is convened by an individual with the authority to convene this body or the public body we're talking about. And it's convened for the express purpose of acting, either to receive public comment, deliberate, or take action. So that kind of defines specifically what a public meeting is. Of course, for those public meetings, public notice is required by the state law, and all of that is handled in just a really very sophisticated and effective way by the MIDA staff on behalf of these PID boards, and as well on behalf of MIDA. Our staff is excellent and exceptional. They make sure it's done correctly every single time and that all of those requirements are met very religiously. So very grateful to them for doing that. As I mentioned before, once in a while, you may be involved or need to be involved in a closed meeting. There are very limited exceptions to the Open and Public Meetings Act for that purpose. Those are generally around professional competence, real estate transactions, or pending litigation. So in the rare occasion that you as a board might have that opportunity or need, of course, legal counsel, who I think to this board is Richard Catton, but someone who is providing legal counsel to the board will help make sure that that determination is made. And of course, when closing a meeting in that particular vein, it is two-thirds of the quorum present is required to vote to do that. We have the great opportunity, because we're spread very far and wide and because state law also authorizes it, to conduct these meetings electronically. That gives a good opportunity to cover all of the folks that participate on this board, but that are not near in proximity. And as you know, there are a lot of that. There's a lot of that. So very grateful to be able to do that. That's authorized both by state law and by all of the policies and procedures that have been adopted. We can't predetermine as a board, you can't predetermine what you're going to do. So it is prohibited that you would meet together with the intent of deliberating or making an action and predetermining prior to getting to a public meeting what you would do. Obviously, that defeats the purpose of having a public meeting. There's also the discussion surrounding that with regards to emails, group emails and group texts. As you know, we really do not conduct business in that way, should not conduct business in that way, and have not had that circumstance occur with this body or with any of the other MIDA PIDs or MIDA. But just to be aware of it, that does in some ways constitute a meeting or can constitute a meeting. And we need to be cautious about that, in particular texts during public meetings. That deliberation needs to be happening in open forum and not by text. So that's just a caution there. Interesting to this, the penalties that apply, of course, you can see the attorney's fees and even a Class B misdemeanor. Probably the most pertinent is that any actions that you take can be undone if they were to be challenged, if the Open and Public Meetings Act wasn't followed. So we take this very seriously. As I mentioned, our staff is really very sophisticated and effective at making sure all of these things are met, including the annual public training, Public and Open Meetings Act training, which you've now received. I'm happy to take any questions now. We will also send this out to you on email so that you have it just for your remembrance and viewing pleasure. But if you have questions now or into the future, you can always reach out to myself, Richard Catton, really anyone at MIDA could help you with that. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Nicole. Board, any questions on Open Public Meeting Act? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and proceed to call for adjourning this meeting. We'll have the next meeting on Thursday, August 26th at 2:30 p.m. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion. This is Kurt.
Kurt made the motion. Seeing no opposition, I'll go ahead and rule that we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's 3:39 and we're adjourned.